Yesterday, we tried to pursue life and death. So tonight, delusion and reality. The good subject. That this is a huge subject, isn't it? As long as we stay in the realm of delusion, we cannot even start this. If I stay in my in the realm of my delusion, how can I deal with such a subject? Last evening, someone came to Doksan and asked me, how can I know? How can we know whether I am deluded or in the reality awareness of here now? Do you have such a question in yourself? Do you? Very common, very common. He didn't say delusion, but hypnotized state. Hypnotic. But more general term, maybe delusion. Delusion and reality. Yeah? As long as we have such a question, how can we know whether we are we are deluded or in reality of here now? As long as we have such a question, are we in the reality of here now or in the realm of intellect? Which? Intellect, no? Yes, intellect. Already we are deluded. We are in the realm of delusion. So we cannot find the exit. We cannot find the exit from this prison of intellect. Yes? So there is no way to know to know whether we are in the realm of delusion or reality of here now. There is no way. So, if there is no way, what do you? What would you like to try? What can we try? What can we do? Switch off intellect. Okay, yes. That means what we really need is to let our intellect surrender. To let him, to let it, as you said, switch. Let it surrender. How? Switch? But you practice zazen. You have a straightened bone, straightened spine, and you have a breath. Isn't it the way? We all have this. Do you have your breath and the spine? Is it the intellect? The intellectual one? No, rather opposite. This is a sharp tool, sharp weapon to cut our intellect off. And Zen Master Dogen. Yesterday I told you, maybe you forgot. I forgot. Jikaku Mushin. I forgot, but you remembered very well. Jikaku Mushin means, I said, awareness, no mind. But maybe English expression should be no mind awareness. Is it strange? Is it good? Yes? Okay. I said the opposite way. Awareness, no mind. That's strange. Okay. So no mind awareness. Very contradictory, isn't it? If we are in no mind. No mind means no awareness. Usually, in our realm of intellect, no mind and awareness or consciousness cannot be together. But in reality, haven't you experienced when you are really genuine no mind state? Naturally, the awareness of it is in it. The awareness of such a state, you in your depths, you have such awareness of genuine no mind. Therefore, very fulfilling. Zen Master Dogen says this. Jijuyu zanmai. So, self. Self-fulfilling. Sorry?
Self-fulfilling samadhi.
Samadhi. Yes, yes, you are right. Self-fulfilling samadhi. Zen Master Dogen says like this. Jiju, that means this. No mind awareness. And also, in Fukanza Zengi, the Master Dogen says, Shishi-ryo, that means beyond thinking and non-thinking. If this state, you are in this state, awareness is naturally in it, awareness. Therefore, not the fainted state. Samadhi, real one, is not fainted state. Not absent-minded. In this state, you can distinguish between delusion and reality. After our intellect surrender, we naturally get into this state. And in this state, our intellect is useless. Surrender. How is your Zazen? How is your Zazen? In this context, in relation to this, sometimes do you experience no mind awareness? Do you? No. Only sorry? Glimpse, that's enough. That is one moment then. It is wonderful. One moment. Okay. I have one special present to you. Please accept this present, okay? Jikaku mushin, soku is soku. That means no mind awareness, breath by breath. This is my present to you. Okay. Jikaku mushin, no mind awareness, breath by breath. This is it. We cannot be greedy. We cannot be greedy more and more. This is enough. Breath by breath. Breath by breath. Glimpse by glimpse. Really enough. One by one. That is life. Don't be so greedy to continue to keep such a state. If you try to keep, you lose even one glimpse of this. Only one step, only one breath, only this one no mind awareness. That's it. This is a real practice. This is a real substance of enlightenment. Yeah. And sometimes, please try if you have time. For example, one day, we can have a very special experiment by ourselves. If you have holiday, for example, keep just one day, just to be in your room alone and do nothing. Don't do anything. Try nothing. Even zazen, no zazen. Of course, no sleep. Daytime. Experiment this is. Watch yourself. What are you doing? What are you doing? Can you be doing nothing? Can you be not being getting bored? Not getting bored. Just being. No zazen? No. Not like this. Just being relaxed. But very fulfilling and relax. Very quiet, silent. Have you ever tried such an experiment? No? Surely, even in 5 minutes, you are trying to do something. So, habitual, very habitual. How we are so deeply habitual, you will find. Your hand to switch on the television, or to take the book from the bookshelf, or to take the car key to go out to somewhere to drive. Very habitual. Our intellect too, always jumping, thinking, to get something. This should be like, stop. Just surrender. This is experiment. Just with one koan. Tonight our subject is the reason and reality. How can we distinguish the reason and reality? But I told you, no way to distinguish, because we are in the realm of intellectual habit. Therefore, no way. But we can have such an experiment in your room. With this koan only. Delusion and reality. Trying nothing. You shouldn't try to get the answer of this question. This koan. No. No intention. Try nothing. No. Just be with this core, as if the mother watch the child, the only child. Just watch. The mother, like a mother watching the baby or child. festival thing. Just one day. Without getting any answer for this question. Just be with it. Doing nothing, just watch. I would like to recommend such an experiment. And then you will see how we are so deeply habitualized to do heedlessly. We are doing, so trying to cling to terrible. We cannot be free from our intention, from our habitual intention. We are always trying to get answer or idea. Therefore, even our Dzogchen, no? For example, our Dzogchen is always with intention to get some fruit. No? Fruit. What is the fruit of your Dzogchen? So I would like to recommend such an experiment. I tried and I found, I'm done nothing but a mass of wanting and craving and get full of intention to get something, to go somewhere, to reach somewhere, to arrive at better place. Terrible. I found myself. Okay. As long as we keep such a inclination, habitual inclination, there is no way to clarify or to distinguish between delusion and reality, awareness. Yes. And then there is a saying in Japan, probably in China too, from China, I don't know. There is a saying. Right and wrong. What? Right or wrong in a dream are both wrong. You understand? Right or wrong in a dream are both of them wrong. Both right and wrong are wrong in our dream, in our delusion. Therefore, as long as we stay in the realm of our delusion, there is no way to know our delusion itself. We cannot know as long as we stay in the such a same realm. We cannot know. Only from outside, only from emancipation from our delusion we can. Therefore we surrender. We surrender. Our intellect should surrender. None of this. And this is a shortcut. Shortcut to surrender. So breathe, breathe. Breath by breath. I already gave you as my present. So you have now. You have the only way. You have already the shortcut. Otherwise, no exit from our prison. Any question or is it clear what I chatted? Yes.
When you have a child, a baby,
yeah.
Is there no time for delusion? The baby's too young to have become delusional. Is this true? When we have a baby, we have no delusion? Or am I delusion?
Do it.
Pre-intellect. A baby is too young to have an intellect. So no intellect to surrender for a baby.
To them.
Yes.
Ask them. We cannot say in general. I don't know. Do you? Sorry? Expect, huh? Are you suspected? Sorry? They might not have intellect, but the seed of intellect.
Craving.
The seed of intellect.
Too young for habits. Too young for habits. Habits take time.
For example, when they were born, they already know how to suck the mother's milk. And they drink mother's milk. And then... Sorry?
When they are sleeping, they dream of something
that
they want to
do. Oh, do you? Do you even now sometimes? Once they learn how to drink, no? Of course, natively they know. Then, soon they want more. They want more, to drink more and more. That soon become habitual. I guess, I don't know. Your question. So I replied, I don't know.
No, I've got two.
Sorry?
I have two very young children. And both of them, there was a special stage. They went through a very short stage when we carried them outside. And when they saw something, you could see So each, they encounter each thing, new option, very, very fresh. So I think that's not habitual at all. It's very, very, in our mind. This stage was quite short. Maybe only a few weeks. So both of my children, I experimented. And they were like this. When they saw a flower, you can see that, and then new object. So very, very open.
I see.
Very fresh.
Well, if it's something unknown to us, what we are doing right now, we're going to react to time.
Sorry, what did you say?
If something we don't know came through the door now, we will.
Yes, but so if you show it back to the same flat, we'd like to use that again. So we went through that, they didn't seem to have a memory.
So soon they know. Then the encounter finish. Life encounter finish, and knowledge, and intellect or habit start. Yes. That is a reality. But in our box, we already fixed the idea. I know it. And now, for example, now, I know it now. But nobody knows this. Do you know now? Zazen, for example, Zazen. I don't know. The more I do daily Zazen, the more it is unknowing. So, for me, I'm very amazed. For me, there is no room at all to get bored. Zazen. But when I stayed in a monastery, in my master's monastery, I got bored so much. Sometimes very 10 hours, 11 hours, 12 hours during session, I said, I got bored really. But now I don't. The more I practice, the more my Zazen is very, very mystic. And very, no, not so sharp pain.
What is the difference?
What difference between?
Being born, why
was the born when you meditated with
the master, and now it's different?
Uh-huh. What is the difference? What is the difference?
For you.
Uh-huh. Oh, what is the difference? Difference is now I notice. When I stayed in my master's monastery, I repeated the same posture, same way. I repeated. Same habit. Very habitual zazen it was. My zazen was so habitual. I confess. But now my zazen is not habitual. My zazen is now not habitual. Each time different, not a repetition. And one thing I would like to tell you. You all practice zazen, no? Zazen. Some of you are zazen. May very habitual. But some of yours, yours, I don't know, not habitual. But appearance is totally same, no difference. But substance is so different, like heaven and earth, habitual and first experience, so different. What is the difference? What is the difference? Essentially. What? What? For example, we chant. Heart Sutra, every day, during session. Are you repeating or not? Even if you repeat same way, sometimes it is very habitual, repetition, but sometimes not. What is the difference? This is my question. What is the difference? And this is a very important point. Very important point. Mindfulness, no? Even if you repeat same sutra or same zazen or same walk, whatever. If you do it, same repetition, if you do each time, wholeheartedly, it is not habitual. If you do kandi dai bo satsu gyo jin hanya every morning, all the year round, if you do wholeheartedly each time, wholeheartedly, so mindfully, that is not habitual. Appearance is completely same repetition, but substance, essential substance, each time, new cosmos arise. Each zazen, yes, not getting bored. for mindfulness, as you said, no? Mindfulness and awareness makes it very fresh, fast experience, and the new cosmos, completely new cosmos is born each time. Our zazen should be like this each time. Not only zazen, whatever we do, whatever we do, to wear clothes, whatever, so mindfulness, awareness is the essential energy and life itself. New encounter. We can call this new encounter, new life encounter each time. So I already gave you blessed by blessed, no mind awareness. No mind awareness, breath by breath. Do it, please. Do it anew, each time. Okay, thank you. Even Gassho, like this, many plastic Gassho, very common sometimes. But if we do this so mindfully with awareness, this is genuine, not plastic. Okay.